לא שוב יוחנן בן זעקה, חוס המוקום על כפוידם של בריאס. The Torah has רחמונס על כפוידם של בריאס. שור שחוילך ורגלוב. Who are we talking about, Rabbi says? It's one of the most palatable gazach, Rabbi says, but it's such an oimek to galocha. We're talking about a ganav. The ganav. Yankel the ganav. He goes around, he steals, he's a robber. You would think this guy, who cares about him? Why should we reckon with what's going on in his life? So we care, so I would say, okay, we care what's going on in his life, in his married life. He has sometimes a problem, his wife wakes up one morning, her jewelry's gone, and he steals her jewelry to go pawn it and say, okay, shalom bayit. Come to the Shalom Bam, come to the rabbi for your Shalom Bayit to a session. Very nice. We can't know what's going on in his regular day life outside of his Geneva life. He has maybe issues. We'll deal with those issues. He has his problems. He's a tiny on his father, on his mother, on his Rebbe. His Rebbe once took away his nice pen. That's why he steals today, because he was robbed. So Mela, he feels he was robbed from his Yiddishkeit, so he became a robber. Okay, we'll deal with that. Beseder, you have to have tzedek. But when it comes to the actual geneva, Rabbi Sai, when he's actually doing the actual geneva, there we have to realize it's a terrible act. And we have to, when we focus on the act itself, there's no rachmanis. The guy is a ganav. Says the Torah, Chos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on why you pay 4 and 5. Chos HaMokha HaKfoidin Shabriyas. Shor Shoharev Miraglov. Vilin is Bazar by a ganav. The ganav took the shor, he was walking in the shuk with it. It was so embarrassing for him. But the set, Shenoisak Sefer, if he wants to get the set and move quickly, he carries it on, he carries the shore on his back also. But he's not a refrigerator mover, so it's a little heavy for him. But the set, he carries on his shoulders. Mishalem Arbo, Hoyol when it's possible. This is so oimek, unbelievable, Rabbi Sa. We take off from the payment that he should have really paid. He should have really paid 5 times. But since there was a shayla of his covet went down in this bazin, this maizah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu reckons with that bizui in the geneva, Rabbi Sai. Oimek. Oimek tada soy in the geneva. Hashem says, 40 is a mensch. Okay, I can understand outside the geneva therapy. Character development, whatever we want to call it. In the Geneva itself, get him! No. In the Geneva itself, there was a bizoy of his covet. Whose covet? The ganav. But it was a bizoy of his covet. He had to mavaz himself. So we take away from the tashlum. Oimek, oimek. Minimson. But the Kodesh Baruch was teaching us. In the God of in the Geneva, the fact that he had a pichis and covered Rabbi Sad, there was a bizu of his covered Rabbi Sad. Before it, he's a mensch, so we take away from the tash. Because when a person has to be avoid, is a person ashamed Rabbi Sad? That's already an oynish. There's some oynish that's took away from his covered Rabbi Sad. We have to lessen his pain, lessen his punishment. He already got some type of punishment. He had to shame. He's doing a geneva. But so much is the covet of a person of us. How much is doing for the covet of a person of us? Even for the God of us. Even the person that's the furthest away. There's an ian of covet of all of us. And the fact that that could be in the spaza, it's a mockum to lighten the pain. What a Musa Haskar, Rabbi Say, they were talking about the God of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rechad, the Torah rechad with the covet of the God of Rabbi Say. But in a regular person, a regular mensch, Rabbi Sai, Kavachoyim, Rabbi Noiv, Kavachoyim, a person's kavod, how much of would the Torah's rechutz be that a person? The Torah in Parshas teach loisiritzach a person. Loisiritzach a person is not allowed to kill. We know that by our, in our standards, according to Karim Rishon, included in that is not the mevaza a person. Because by us, the shame of a person, the bizi ha-covered of an adam, the covered ha-briyas, the bizi of a covered ha-briyas, is tantamount to the killing of a person. So it's not just damn a person. If a person had bizi of a person, if you take away his covered of a person, you took away the mensch. There was a certain taking away the mensch of a person. And the Torah was makbid gomur, loisirtzach, abisrayad ritzicha, says Toisvis, says Bishoinus, Abizrayad Ritzicha. You embarrass somebody, you shame somebody, you cause somebody some embarrassment, Rabbi Yisai, you shame him. It's Shat Ritzicha, Rabbi Yisai. Most the covered a person is the mensch. The end of Parshas Yisro, we have the same Yisod, Rabbi Yisai. Pasuk says, Loisale al Mamas al Mizbechi Asher Loisigole Avos Cholov. The Torah says that when you're walking up, that when you're going to the Mizbeach, you shouldn't have steps. It has to be a ramp. He has pants. But the Harchovich Hatav, you'd have to stretch his feet to go up by steps. There's a stretching of the feet. There'll be a bizoyan to the step. You marchiv your raglayim. Right? Vorm kavachoy misakrashi. Oma avonim halolu. She'ein bohen das. There's no das. Lahakvid al bizoyna. Om gator v'ho v'yesh ban soirich. Since there's a need, we need it for something. We need the steps to go up to the mizbeach. It's just still. Therefore, loitinek ben minag bizoyin. Don't be noy ben bizoyin. They have a tzoyrah. Someone has a tzoyrah in Alvin Vaza. Chavercho shu bedmus yoitzrech. Umak vil al bizoyinoy al as kama v'kama. The person has to be careful of this. How much the Torah is marked on the bizoyin of this? The Torah is marked, it compares it. Chavercho shu bedmus yoitzrech. There's a dmus yoitzvet. You have to have an extra sensitivity to his bizoyin. Rabbi said that's pshat. Rabbi said the ganav also. She b'dmus yoitzvech. Avada the physical is a ganav. Oh, but there's a neshama. There's a dmus yoitzvech, and avada there's a bizoyin going on. Rabbi said, and that bizoyin takes away. And here also she b'dmus yoitzvech. Rabbi said umak b'al bizoyinoi. The svei din. Rabbi said. Even if he's not makbid al bizoyin, it's a dinam dmus yoitzvech, it's svei dinam. There's a vat of his makbid, there's a vaket, you go over on a sakpada. But a person has to understand what it means to shame somebody, Rabbi say. How much the Torah, and I think the vort, Rabbi say, what do we have to learn it out from over here, Rabbi say, because the pshad is, we're talking about Kodesh Kadosh, we're talking about Kodesh, we're talking about Mizbeach, Rabbi say. The mokoim, where is the holy Kodesh? The Mizbeach is Kodesh. It's a Mokum Kodesh, Rabbi said. The Maloi, the Kevesh is going up to the Mizbeach, Rabbi said. The Torah is telling us that this thing is something that we care for in the Beis HaMikdash, not to build, because we have to understand that that's maybe the Musyoitzvah. We're talking about holy Zachen over here, Rabbi said. The shaming of a mensch is not just Tam. It's holy Shabbaholis. It's most Chosh of a Zach, Rabbi said. The limit wasn't stam a limit in Parshas, who knows where. Parshas HaMizbeach, Rabbi Yisai. In Parshas HaMizbeach, we taught you the Yisoy that you have to be careful on Gmus Yoitzvech, on your friend's Kavod, Rabbi Yisai. This is a tremendous, tremendous limit, how much the Torah goes to extent, to a far extent, to be careful on the shame of a person, Rabbi Yisai. Not the shame, but to be misyachas and the sensitivity to a person's Bizoyin, Rabbi Yisrael. It shouldn't be Mizbazer, Rabbi Yisrael. This is something that today it's thrown to the side. Today it's something that a person faces very easily, to embarrass somebody, to embarrass somebody, to say something that's shaming, to say something that's mamish, that could hurt a person deeply. We have to be so careful, Rabbi Yisrael. The Torah was so makbid on the ganif. You say, okay, he's not such a kosher person. He's not something special about it. So I could treat him with a certain bezoyin. But you have to understand how far it goes. A person has to understand that shaming somebody should be tantamount to killing him, and have to be so careful about it, so delicate that you shouldn't cause anybody harm and pain as from shame from busha. Rabbi said, busha is the worst thing you cause a person. Lamaisa, we find many stories we had. I just saw a tremendous zach, Rabbi said. The etzem, we find another yisoid in Parshas Yisoid, which the etzem, we find the inyan, which is a tremendous lesson in itself. You know, mida keneged mida, Rabbi Yisrael. Yisroi became to about Maimon Godol because of mida keneged mida. He saw not only the whole. Punishment and the Mitzrayim got what they were supposed to get, but he saw it in a different oifen. He saw it in the oifen of mida keneged mida, that measure for measure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and there's a shmuz in itself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world pays back a person mida keneged mida, and that's to show a person very carefully that the Ibn Yishlam is in charge. Things are not hefker, and therefore a person has difficulties in a certain area, he has to start making a cheshbon. A person has to know that if he does something to somebody else, it's going to come back, it's going to boomerang back. He'll get it back in a different form, Rabbi Yisrael. And a person has to understand that especially in the area of shaming somebody, Rabbi Yisrael, chas v'sholom, the person causing pain in that area, Rabbi Yisrael, chutz from the fact that they're, it's not partial person. People get shamed sometimes. They don't realize there's an oifen of mida keneged mida. The person has to. I just read a story in one of these books, an unbelievable maisa with the. It was a yid, Reb Lipa from Sharagod. He was a yid that was supposed to be a giant Talmud Chacham. And he would learn Yom Velayla. And he would learn even. He would learn on Shabbos, Mamish. He would get up early in the morning. Wake up very, very early, and he learned Mamish straight until the Gaba used to come and wake him up and come to Shachris. He used to knock on his door and wake him up, and he knocked on his door to come to Shachris. One week, the Gaba was busy. There was a big chasen in town, and there was a big chashev, one of the chashev Balabat was making a big chasen, and he was very tired. He got to wake up the Rav, or not to get the Rav to come. So he ran to his house quickly. There was ready holy command near Baruch or whatever. So the Zimra, he was late. The Rav always liked to come early and say, he said everything mamish be, b'mila, b'mila, and slowly, and like he's supposed to say it. The kids, Rav Lipa hears the knock. This God is afraid to say anything that he's so late. And he comes out, and he comes to the base medrash, and he sees the mamish, as he enters, they say, Baruch Hu. The kids, he's very upset, the Rav. He counts on the Gaba. His mom is very fuming. He went over. All of a sudden, he saw the Gaba. He went over to him and he gave him a smack on his face. Big smack. In front of everybody. He did the wrong thing. The Gaba took it. He was right. In his negligence, the Rav came late. He wasn't able to say to the Zimmer. It was maybe chill. Then I saw the Rav come late. And everybody thought it was the Rav's fault. He took it and he moved on. And by Shlishi, they gave the Rav the Aliyah, it happened to be Parsha Shmois. And it said, in Parsha Shmois, in Shlishi, Rosh Olam Masake Reyecha. So he took it as a sign that he did the attack was the wrong thing, the Vayashim, was Busha. So he went over to the Gaba and he asked Mechila. And he went over to the Gaba and he asked Mechila. And the Gaba, didn't want to, the Gaba said, no, Rob, it's okay. Kitzah, what we spoke about last 2 days ago in the Mr. Burush here, that you have to hear that he's Moichel. He never said the word he's Moichel. He said, no, he kept saying it. He realized the Simon of Shaman that he needs another tshuva. So he went, he decided he's going to Golis, this Rob, until he has a simon of Shaman that there's a kapara for the Aveyu. He went to Golis and he became almost like a vagabond, traveling from shul to shul, his hair growing wild. eating like an ani, you know, going to place to eating like an ani. Until 4 years later, he still had no city. He came back to Sharagod, to the city. And the Maisa, he went to the, no one recognized his mamish, he became, his mamish looked like who knows what. And he came to the back of the shul, like an ani, and he was waiting to be invited out for Shabbos. So the Gabi came over and says, you need a place. He set him up by a Gvir's house. In the middle of the night, he gets up to learn. The Gvir sees him there safe, he knows, but then no one was able to record. He was so, his whole face changed from the Golas. Later on that night, in the middle, he got up to learn, and they thought he was a Chosh of a Yid, so he's going to have to learn. So he knew safe, he'd get up to learn. The next day, in the middle of the night, later on the night, they wake up, and one of the people in the house, one of the daughters, was missing her jewelry. They didn't know where it was. They feared this guy might have become a faker. They thought it was real. He went and stole the jewelry of the daughter. The kids are, they're in the house discussing. The Gabbai comes to the house to call this guy. They swear they weren't coming to the thing. They thought they were going to call the police. What's going on? Okay, well, it's Shabbos, but the kids are, the Gabbai comes to the house and he sees this ani and he says, what's going on? He said, and the Baal Bayis says, what's going on? You bring me this ani to my house. He's a fakery. He makes me look like he's good. The Maya says, Sebe Shal Dover. So the Gabbai goes over to him and says, what are you doing? I give to you. And he gives him a big slap in the face. And he realized now he got his kapara, the Midah Kenegi Midah. So he said, he was about to slap him again. He says, Gabbai, just one slap. I got my slap and got my kapara. And for that, Lamaisa, he went on, and because they recognized him, he went back to be the Rav of the Shtot. But Lamaisa, the Nekud Israel, we shame people all the time, we cause pain to people all the time. The shaming, you have to realize how delicate it is. People think, and all the time they have bushes and things like that, Rav Yisai. Media can get media, how much we have to be didactic and the most you have to consider the person, that's the sort of person. If you look at the person as a normal human being, so okay, you know, he makes his mistakes, he does things, so we can make a comment on him, we can embarrass him. But if you look at the most yoitzvich, you look at him as somebody, mamish, this is Musa Elokot. And we used to say, oh, we said over from Moshe Shiskal, used to walk and used to pick up the Bowery bums in the east side, and people used to ask, what are you doing? He says, for it, there's a tell him on the kid, there's a tell him on the kid. No matter how hush if you are, but so you have to understand that everybody, the tell him on the kid, and you have to be careful. We once it over, the famous unbelievable mice that happened, we have some English boys here, a tremendous mice that happened once in Gates of Yeshiva, that there was a few boys that were learning in the Oitzer and Gates. And the Maisa, they were learning the end of Oitzer, and it was late at night. Like, welcome do it, late at night, they go into Oitzer, they were talking learning. But they locked the Oitzer, they didn't want people to come and disturb, they were learning. The kids are, all of a sudden there's a knock on the Oitzer door. Who is it? So it was Rosh Hashiva, Avram Gerwitz. Avram Gerwitz, he's knocking on the door. And he needed to get a safe from the Oitzer. He gets it from his house. I guess he needed a certain safe that he was paying the sugya. And he wanted to get into the Oitzer. So he knocks on the door and they say, who is it? He said, I'm from Gerwitz. They said, you're joking around. They thought it was some bocher trying to make a prank. They didn't think the Rashiva never, the man wants the blue, he never comes to Oitzer this place. He's in his house. He said, the joke, it's not a from Gerwitz. He says, no, he says, please open up. He said, we're not opening up. Go back to sleep. The kids, after a while, they realized that it was the Rosh Hashiva, and he wanted to get in. So the kids, they had to open the door. They didn't want, you know, Chas V'Shalom, the respect they had for the Rosh Hashiva, they opened the door. They opened the door, and the next thing they saw in front of their face is unbelievable. They saw the Rosh Hashiva walked in like this, with his hand over his face. They shouldn't for shame who these guys were, mama's treating. We have Meisen in the Yeshiva in Torah Or, famous Meisen with Rav Scheinberg once, that they also knocked on the door to wake up some guys to get up for Shachris, and the door was locked, and the guy from the other side, they also didn't think it was Rosh Yeshiva, and his mouth went a little wild, and he wasn't saying the most proper things. His mouth was, could have been mistaken for some Puerto Rican. And the Maisa, finally he realized that, so he was about to open the door after saying it. All of a sudden another bach at the end of the who told the story, he said he saw Rav Shlomo Mom is charging down the hall with all the sitzes, that the guy shouldn't see that was Bashiva that knocked at the thing, and he shouldn't have the embarrassment, and Bashiva shouldn't see who it is when he opened the door. He was charging down the hall, Mom was like a sprint runner from the Olympics with his sitzes. They shouldn't embarrass her, boy, saying, who is this guy? He's a Bacher. But Moshe Yitzchak, boy, said, this is going to be Busha. This Busha, he brought the Busha on him. He locked the Yitzchak. He, Mamish, said profanities came out of his mouth. So he was going to, up and forth, there's going to be Busha. The Ganav's going to have Busha, has Busha, boy, saying, cover her order, boy, saying, how much you have to medakhtek, boy, saying. And as we end, boy, saying, always end with the Shalom Bayez, boy, saying, before you, you know, it comes down to this very much. A person thinks because he's, you know, he's a married guy and he's the king of the castle. So the ma'aseh, at the end of the day, the shame, Rabbi say, sometimes, it's not about sometimes also the shame. People think it's shame, it's in front of Asara, which is all, that's a ma'am p'nei chaveh b'ram, it's a different eloh chedek l'mabot, it's a different devil. But even the shame in front of the husband, Rabbi say, the way a person speaks to a wife, Rabbi say, when it speaks to somebody else in a relationship, he can speak in a demeaning way. Speaking of putting somebody down, Rabbi Yisrael. Chutz from the fact that it's hurting, Rabbi Yisrael, but it's also shameful. It causes a lot of pain. But pain, not pain stam, pain from shame. Busha. A person can come home and he can see something that he doesn't like and he can express it in a way that causes pain and shame, Rabbi Yisrael. We're not talking about, okay, you have to know how to work things out. But shame and pain, Rabbi Yisrael, is a different world. The Mus Yoitzchuk, you have to understand that when you're dealing, Rabbi Yisai, in Bein Olam L'Chaver, especially, the Gemara says, L'Oyla, but should be careful with his wife's tears. She has tears. A woman is very close to tears. But chutz from that, the Etzem Bush, Rabbi Yisai, that she could have, a person has to be so careful not to cause Bush to somebody. We're not talking about other things, the Bush, the embarrassment. A woman can have it, and in fact, her husband is, I've seen something berating her and talking down to her. The pain and the shame, Rabbi Yisrael, is terrible, Rabbi Yisrael. It's something that's chas v'sholom, tantamount to ritzicha. So even if he didn't do berabim, but there was ritzicha b'yachid, there's no heter for it, Rabbi Yisrael. There's no heter. A person has to be so careful when he talks with somebody else, but especially his wife, Rabbi Yisrael, who has a responsibility to build her up, to put her down, Rabbi Yisrael, is mamish. A very good dialogue, Rabbi Yisrael. And we'll end, Rabbi Yisrael, with the famous what we just say over, but that Rashi brings in the Chalel, that the person has to be careful not to build a mizbeach with a knife, with an instrument of metal. So Rashi says, Kal v'choymeh, Uma mizbeach that was made to lengthen the day, the mizbeach, well, I can't do it because the mizbeach is made to lengthen days, and a knife is made to shorten days. So Rashi says, Kal v'choymer. So Rashi, the Chalaleh Holomashim, Inaftol Erpazin Chilal, Shemzbech, Nev Nivir La'arach Yomov. For Erpazin Nivir La'katz of Yom Shalom, Ein Zeh Bedin Shinov HaMakatz of Rav. V'oi, Shemzbech, Matal Shalom, Ben Yisrael, Avim Shemashumayim. Lefich Lo Yovol of Kuris U'Mechaba. A Kuris U'Mechaba can't come on the Mezbech, because it's made to be Mayrich, it's made to bring Shalom. Person goes and makes shalom between two people. As kam v'kam shalatovol peronius. A person zircha no peronius. A person looking for schools all the time. The first side, stay away from the shame game. Be careful in derating anybody, especially his wife. Especially a friend, and the Be'ez Hashem through that, Rabbi says, it's a person zoicha to the skula of arichas yomim. If you make shalom, b'ish l'ishto, if you make shalom, but it doesn't have to be a person thinks he has to be the major marriage guy over. No, he makes shalom in his own house, he makes shalom in his own room, between his friends, Rabbi said. He's careful to mechabit them, Rabbi said. That's matl shalom, b'ish l'ishto, b'ish be'on, b'chaveiroi. It's a skula, it's a murdik a skula. Protect from all damages and all peronias from Zeicha, to mechabit our friends, to understand what covered means, and not put them down, the Zeicha, to all the brachas of the schoolers of protection for the Ibn Shem always.